We conclude our coverage of today's election in Iraq with the thoughts of a soldier who served there. We've heard from him before in this program. In July of 2003, he lost his arm in an ambush near Ramadi. He's now back home attending college.
My name is Brandon Erickson, 23 years old. I was a sergeant with the Bismarck-based 957 Multirole Bridge Company of the North Dakota Army National Guard. I'm medically retired now, and I'm attending classes at the University of North Dakota as a political science major. The election, it's neat to see. I guess it's from where I'm studying now in school as to when I was there. I was pretty naive when I was there. I didn't really know why I was going there and what was going on. I was just being sent overseas. And now to learn about democracy and, you know, the spread of that, I think it's been a pretty good success so far. My life, I think, would be pretty miserable if I wasn't supportive of what was going on over there. I try and look at everything with optimism and try and look at what it's going to be like 5 years from now and hope everything's going to be better, because if I think it was a waste of time and I didn't believe in it, I really have a hard time dealing with what happened to me. But, yeah, I definitely think we should stay there until things are better. I don't know what better means. Maybe it means a government that can be held accountable, and, you know, when something goes wrong, we'll have somebody to look to instead of looking at a U.S. general. I don't know. Maybe it is time to start slowly withdrawing, but I don't think we should just up and leave. Maybe after all this is going to work out, kind of. You know, it's a bit a little rough and bumpy, but, you know, who knows.
Retired Army National Guard Sergeant Brandon Erickson. He's a senior at the University of North Dakota.